Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
It's a brand new year and a brand new day. Welcome to the K-Top 10 Podcast. You are definitely wondering, who is this? Sounds like somebody hit puberty pretty hard. Well, I'm Caesar, and I'm the newest host for this month, and I will be introducing myself with my top 10 favorites of 2020. Want to know a little bit more about me and the other hosts? Go to our website, go to the About Us section, where you will find short blurbs, Instagram, emails, and Twitter. So, on to the number 10 spot. But first, announcements. Want to support the podcast? Any little bit helps. You can support us by going to our website at ktop10.org. And on the bottom of our site on mobile, you'll see where you can donate. For desktop visitors, you'll find it on the sidebar. Want to be a part of the team? Not gonna lie, it's pretty cool. Well, we have several openings, so go to the Join Us button on the sidebar or on the drop-down menu. I think I would make an alright salesman. Have any products you would want to advertise to us, such as music, makeup, food, books, clothing, or even those cute little keychains? Send us an email and we'll get back to you with the details. One more time, the website will be ktop10.org. My number 10 spot will be Dum Da Rum by A-Pink. So I've loved A-Pink since the Hush era, and I think they hit it right on with Dum Da Rum, where it's more mature, but at the same time, it still has that A-Pink vibe to it, where the last two singles were very great, but the more darker tone to it just didn't seem very A-Pink-like. So, I guess another thing that makes them really amazing is that I believe this will be their 10th year anniversary, if I'm correct. And they have been releasing one single every year for the past, 10 years. So let's hope for another 10 years of A-Pink. So number 10 spot will be A-Pink Dum Da Da Rum. Number 10.
밤 잠들기 전에 yeah, yeah. 목소리를 들어야 새들은 눈 감았지.
시간이 정말 모든 걸 지워준다 해도 Someday 다 그렇게 된다도
Wow, they still got it, and I cannot wait to see what they have in store for us in the coming future. Now at the number 9 spot, so I've purchased a lot of their albums, merch, even those cool little keychains and backpacks. It's what happens whenever you date a BTS fangirl, you'll go broke. So, I really enjoyed Black Swan, and the first time I heard it, I thought I was listening to the Silent Hill 2 soundtrack because it sounds very familiar. Kind of like, the song is called New Moon, it's on the Silent Hill 2 OST, and it made me like it even more. And so they've had a few great releases since then, and of course they're going to be coming out with even more and more music in the coming years, so we have something to look forward to of them. So we have here at the number 9 spot, BTS Black Swan. Number 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This girl is amazing, and I am talking about Yukika. So Yukika made her, at least her Korean or K-pop debut that I know of, with Neon. And the whole city pop, especially when she got in, right when city pop started, you know, gaining popularity. And I liked Neon and the one that came after that, Cherry Jubilees. And the newest one, which is Soul Lady, which I really loved the city pop vibe to it. And unfortunately, I believe she ended her contract, so let's hope she ended it so she can have more and more releases, and I really do hope to hear from her again. So we have here at the number 8 spot, Soul Lady by Yukika, which was released on July 21st, 2020. So, number 8. The number 8 spot will be Bad by Jennyer. So Jennyer, who originally was Ji-yoon, a member of 4MINUTE, and I'm a little biased towards her because she was my favorite member back during the 4MINUTE era, and I'm glad to see that she's still kicking it and still releasing new music to this day. So the song Bad, I was just listening to listening to satellite radio while driving, and it came up, and I just fell in love with it, and I thought it was really great. So we have here Bad by Jen Year, which was released on August 24th, 2020. So, number 7. Stan Luna, and I really miss Hasu. So the number 6 spot will be Star, which is the English counterpart to their Korean version, which is Voice. And if I'm correct, I believe they both have two different lyrics, so they're not even a literal translation of each other. So two completely independent songs with different meanings. And, I mean, it's Luna. Why wouldn't you like him? So Star was released on their latest mini album or album, which is 12 O'Clock, which was released on October 19th, 2020. So, number 6.
You're in my mind when I'm asleep. I'm seeing stars sinking these dreams. I don't wanna spend hours with nobody else. Dreams, I'm freaking out.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
The one and only Kai from EXO. Now, this is a song you would dedicate to your boyfriend or girlfriend, or even your crush. Now, on his first mini album, I thought he hit it pretty well. So, sit back, relax, turn it up to 12, which was released on November 30th, 2020. Number 5.
내가 너무 나빠서 네 맘을 전부 빼앗고 싶었죠. Don't you worry. 어느새 네가 내 세상을 가진 걸. You make me feel so 숨을 내쉬고 better like 경계를 넘어서 like 내 품에 널 안아 like 다른 생각은
Episode of Kai's single? Well, we have I'm Good at Goodbyes by BB, which was released on July 10th, 2020. Now, this girl, I've always liked her and I think she's really great, and I'm really hoping for some more from her. And if this is the first time you listen to her, then definitely get into her. Number 4.
Just not a week. 봄이 거치고 이슬이 떨어지기 전까지 차가운 아일 안고 날아가는 황새들 날이 밝아오고 까마귀가 울기 전까지 그들은 울고 있네 잡아봐도 그댄 떠나야 하니 놓아주려 한답니다 떠나가야만 하니 나쁜 기억 모두 놓고 가시길 원하니 내 눈물로 고이 적셔 보내려 합니다 Comes and goes It's all about time Like you and me 것들이 오고 가는 와중에 내가 서 있다 yeah. 비가 떨어지네 흘러가고 있네 멀어지고 있네 떠나가고 있네 손은 가득 잡아봐도 그댄 떠나야 하니 놓아주려 한답니다 떠나가야만 하니 나쁜 기억 모두 놓고 가시길 원하니 내 눈물로 고이 적셔 보내려 합니다 그대 두 손 잡아봐도 그대 가셔야 하니 그대 이름
SM hasn't debuted a girl group since 2014 with Red Velvet. Now, Wendy will always have a special place in my heart, but I am really liking Black Mamba by aespa, which was released on November 17th, 2020. Now, who is your favorite member of aespa? For me, I'm gonna go with, Karina. So, definitely wondering who's your favorite member. Now we have Black Mamba by aespa. Number 3. I've been following these girls since the Minx days, and since then they redebuted with a more unique Nightmare Girl concept, which I absolutely love. Dreamcatcher has been releasing hit after hit, and it was a tough choice for the number two spot. But it was either between Scream or Boca, and I went ahead and chose Rose Blue, which is released in collaboration with a game. Am I going to play the game? Probably not, but I will definitely stream Rose Blue a million times just for them. Rose Blue was released on July 15th, 2020. Number 2. Listening? Well, awesome then. I have a couple more announcements to let you know before we get to my number one spot. So, if you want to send in your song request, you definitely can do that at our website at ktop10.org. And if you want to listen to past episodes, special episodes, you can always find them on our website or on your favorite podcast catcher. To make sure that you don't miss out on any new episodes, you can follow us on social media through Facebook and Twitter at our handle, which is at KTop10Pod. Or you can go to your podcasting app and select auto-download so you get the episodes immediately. And if you want to know more about who I am, you can find my Instagram links and all that good stuff on our website again at ktop10.org and go to the About Us section. Let me see how you're gonna treat me. Ain't no easy, better think about it, G-Friend. Now, G-Friend is my all-time favorite group, and with three great releases, Labyrinth, Song of the Siren, and Walpurgis Night, it was a really tough choice for the number one spot. But I'm gonna go with Crossroads. Now, a lot of people thought that Labyrinth should have been the title track for, well, that one. But for me, I thought Crossroads fit them perfectly. It still had that G-Friend vibe to it. And it's my all-time favorite. I'm gonna go with that. My favorite. So we have Crossroads, which was released on February 3rd, 2020. Number one.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help.
Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.